Harnessing courage. The process of stepping into the waters of untested bravery can be a kind of beautiful ugliness. It's often a combination of doing something which is extremely difficult, yet feeling empowered while doing it. You proceed from a choice among choices which may all seem insufficient. Yet with grace and strength, you walk slowly forward, trembling on uneven ground that constantly shifts below. It's prickly and doesn't feel right, even when it is. There's fear, anxiety, and disharmony, knowing that sometimes what you are doing will create a sense of loss and pain for either yourself or someone you care about. You are able to convert the heaviness of sadness or disbelief into the small, brave, loving act you do anyway, one tiny step at a time. And you may walk limping, exhausted, short on faith, although with some form of hope. You dive head and heart first into that incredibly brave feat you are now able to undertake. The audacious spunk required is multifold. There's the everyday kind, like filling out dozens of forms with your loved one who is applying for financial assistance for their multiple ambulance, inpatient, hospital, and various medical bills. Then there is the save the day type, when you drive for hours to the location of your beloved in the middle of the night because they unexpectedly called you asking for help after having been kicked out of a sober house with nowhere safe or drug-free to go. Thankfully, various types of courage become more readily accessible because new insight and clarity arise from your innermost being, and you learn to harness it regularly. Bravery that is aware springs from clear perspective and deep understanding, joined with love. Harnessing compassionate boldness, you are able to put the concepts learned into action. Awareness alone is never enough, because having and exhibiting courage means doing something to help yourself first, then someone else who needs your special form of bravery. Even if what you do involves patience, which I call a not doing that does, you are consciously engaged. This kind of bravery activates through your awareness during alone time and in authentic collaboration. You're not meant to limit yourself to one or the other, either independence or teamwork. Braiding both together, you gain necessary skills while trusting your own distinct intuition and also making choices with enlightened collectives. Enlisting the help of tribes, providing unity, comfort, understanding, love, and support is healthy. Combining these two together are both instrumental in spurring multifaceted strength. Bravery can look like tenderness and sound like stillness. It isn't always tough as nails. It can be messy, like rinsing out blood from sheets in the morning because your loved one got into a fight the night before, or tidy, like boundaries you set for your self-care. This includes wisdom that emerges from within, at the depths of your core. Informed awareness instructs you when to sit on something and do nothing, and when to realize you cannot do this on your own and ask for help. Discernment grows over time, and you're able to distinguish what's best using sound judgment. Bravery then becomes a plethora of skills you are trained in and can access at any time. Trust me, you'll need these skills in the wilderness of addiction. The courage to lie. A fire crackled and blazed in the center of our huge teepee as 25 of us met ceremonially. On this warm June evening, we were seated cross-legged, tightly packed in a circular spiral. The dimly dancing firelight made the ritual more powerful.